Welcome to the Chic Perspectives on Business show. I am your host, Elizabeth Gordon, and I want to thank you for joining us today. In the studio with me, I have a fantastic guest for you. Her name is Jennifer Page, Jiffy Page. She is the founder of Pixorium, which is an Atlanta storytelling business. And we've got a lot of interesting stories to share with you today. And I want to start off by thanking our sponsor of Chic Perspectives on Business, which is Flourishing Business, the change management and growth consulting firm here located in Atlanta, Georgia. And it is a rainy day here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's actually a rainy Monday coming off a rainy weekend. So I am really thrilled that we've got an amazing show coming up, and I know that probably some of you have decided to take this rainy afternoon and play hooky from work, because I was tempted to do so as well. If I didn't have a wonderful guest waiting for me in the studio, I might have just hidden in the covers all day. It's one of those days. So I know we're reaching a big audience out there, both Atlanta and internationally, really. I know our listener base here on Business Radio X has expanded substantially since we've launched our fourth downtown studio location here at 200 Peachtree. And thanks to everybody here at 200 Peachtree for making our entrance here smooth and successful. And we're excited to be ramping up our studio here. So feel free to check out the Business Radio X website, businessradiox.com, for more information on that. And now I want to welcome you to Jiffy Page. Jiffy, welcome to Chic Perspectives on Business.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So how's this rain affecting you? I bet it's actually inspiring a lot of people to start doing things like look through old pictures.
Well, certainly today would be a day to play hooky and sit down around the table with your coffee. Actually, not with your coffee, but your coffee on the side. And look at your pictures. Yeah, that big old box that's been sitting in your closet or attic or basement or something and weighing on your mind.
And coming off the holidays, people take a lot of pictures during the holiday season, but then they kind of don't really do much with them. And your business is all about helping people do cool things with their pictures, both the pictures they just took recently as well as, and more importantly, the ones from a long time ago. So tell our listeners a little bit about Pixorium and how you started the company.
Well, we started the company back in 2006. We just celebrated our fifth anniversary, which was exciting and surprising. Not that I didn't think we were going to get that far, but more that I'd never thought about it.
It's a big milestone.
It is.
And it is an exciting milestone for a small business to reach.
Yeah. And it just sort of snuck up on me. But anyway, we started it back in 2006. We meaning my husband. Pixorium is actually the brainchild of my husband, but I was the one interested in taking it and doing something with it, because I am, much like our client base, the family storyteller. I'm the photographer. I'm the one that's taken all the pictures at Christmas time or over the holidays or the ski vacations or whatever. And I'm the one who tries to keep hold of and share the stories, not only of our nuclear family, but, as you indicated, more importantly, sharing those older family stories from generations ago. Back in the early 2000s, I switched from a regular tangible camera or a camera that takes tangible photos to a digital camera.
Right.
And about that time, really got into organizing and figuring out, you know, what I was going to be doing with all these tangible 4x6 photos that we'd had forever. And we moved around that time as well. And one day my husband said, you know, he's a technology guy and a problem solver. And he said, you know, if something happened to this house, we would lose all these pictures. And there's scanning technology out there. And why don't we, you know, think about scanning?
Right. So, actually leverage some of that technology.
Yeah.
Because you realize how precious these things are.
Exactly. Particularly, again, our focus being some of the older stuff, you may only have one picture of great-grandmother.
Right. In my family, there's a lot of these older relatives, and we only have, maybe one picture of this person.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we started doing that, and then Katrina happened. And
timing.
We were watching Katrina and all of those people going back to their houses, and what they really wanted was their pictures. Their pets, all of that. But when you got past the living things, the things that really mattered to them were their pictures. And that was sort of the diving board for thinking, you know what, maybe we could expand this a little bit beyond just me doing it for me. And thus, Pixorium was born.
Right. Businesses are often born out of these ideas of, wouldn't it be cool if somebody was doing something like this? Well, I could do that. And probably a lot of other people would value that as well.
And we were doing it for ourselves, but it was the sense that this is scalable. I mean, and not everybody has the technological facility to do it, the time, the interest to do it. But that shouldn't preclude you from saving and sharing your photos.
Right, from wanting to do it just because you don't know how
exactly.
Or don't have the ability to do it yourself. Yeah. Enter Pixorium. So what does the company do? Tell me about some of the services that you provide to clients.
Well, we really are photo storytellers, and that's probably a word that your listeners haven't heard before, because I had to coin it, because it's the best way for me to describe what we do. We're essentially a photo consulting service, from the standpoint that we help people share and preserve their photos. But what does that really mean? It means that we do two things. We digitize or scan photographs, and photographs being either prints or slides or negatives or film or VHS tapes or whatever. We digitize that, and as a way of preserving it. And then we also have the consultative side of things, where we work with our clients to create videos or books or playing cards or canvas wraps or mosaics or all kinds of ways to share those pictures and or those stories that you can do once your images are digital. Some of our clients, we just scan for, because they have the technological ability, the interest, the time to create those books and videos themselves. And, the Mac platform has made it very easy for a lot of people to do that work themselves.
Right. Or maybe they're just not ready to dive into that. So they think, well, step one, let's get everything
scanned.
Scanned.
Right.
Because then there's a lot you can do.
Exactly. And one of the reasons we don't cast ourselves and we don't think of ourselves as being a scanning business is because we're not. Our approach is consultative and long term, and based on relationships. So our business model is based on creating a long-term relationship with a family or an organization, so that we can get the pictures scanned, help them with the graduation, help them with the wedding, help them with the anniversaries,
right, all those
all of those things,
family events,
yeah, over time,
you've got to have the picture montage
or
the video
whatever.
Or the souvenir, the remembrance of somebody's life.
Yeah,
neat.
Yeah, and we'll come in wherever that particular client needs us to come in, whether it's simply being that hard-edged editor who looks at the pictures and the story that you're telling and says, well, really, do you need 500 photographs? I'm not sure. If you really want this to be compelling, let's pull it down to about 100 or 150, and we'll work together. I mean, we do that. We'll also help write and edit and choose pictures and whatever.
So tell you must get to know your clients really well during this process. I mean, you're going through all of their old family photos. It's not like just walking into CVS and getting your pictures and leaving. I mean, it's the total opposite of that type of an experience. So
and exactly. And it was set up to be that way. And we do. And that's, you know, Elizabeth, I worked in private business and corporate America for a long time before I started Pixorium. And one of the things that I wanted to do this time around after my children had graduated and I'm in this place was to do something that mattered. And the coolest part of what we do at Pixorium is we get to do stuff that matters every single day with people.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, how fabulous
in the true
is that,
sense of the
right?
word. It's just, it's fun, it's engaging, it's I really am honored that our clients trust in us the way that they do to share their stories. We've told some marvelous stories, not all of them happy. And we've helped, you know, there's a sitting next to our client aspect of it. We have tissues in the office. There's a reason for that because we're telling stuff that matters, real stories.
Now, you do something that's very unique, and when I explain to other people, you know, what this business is all about, it seems like the heart of it is around these client relationships that you've developed with people and with organizations. Who are some of these people? I mean, I don't mean who are they by name, but who are they by their story? What are the types of stories that have come out of some of the organizations that you've worked with that have made them so compelled to make an investment in this kind of a service and see the real value in it?
We have done some wonderful stuff. I was thinking about that in preparation for coming today. And just, you know, some of the clients that we've worked with include two women separately, whose sisters had passed away. And each of their sisters had struggled in life. One of them had struggled with mental illness. One of them had struggled with cancer. And both of these women came to us and said, I want to create a video that remembers and honors this person who was dear to me.
Wow.
And they were still grieving their sister's loss when they came to us. So
right.
that we're, you know, we understand and value and appreciate that space that they're letting us come into at that time, and try to assist them in sharing their sister's legacy in a way and crafting it in a way that they want it to be remembered. We also had a client recently that was an absolute delight to work with. She had made, as many of us do, albums of photographs of our children over time. And both of her boys are in the Navy, and they were out in San Diego, and they are older. And the oldest one had just had the first grandchild. So she and her husband were heading out to San Diego to spend the holidays. And she came in, she said, I want all of these pictures scanned because I want to give them copies of these tangible photographs before we all switch to digital for their collections. And I also want to make a video that we're going to have a party. And
right.
this is a big, fun, great, joyous family. And they wanted to have a fun video. And so she and I sat down and, you know, we scanned all the photographs, and then we crafted this video, which included such takes as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme song, and as well as, you know, the Rocky theme song and that kind of thing. It was just great. And
that's so cool.
So we get to do that kind of stuff too.
It's a whole range of emotions that you see.
It is.
From the sad to the really happy and celebratory.
And it's you know, you'd ask too about the organizations. we've worked with some marvelous nonprofit organizations to help create videos that they then can put on their websites to help describe what they do. And we've worked with two schools for children, students on the autistic spectrum. And and they included interviewing students and parents and teachers and really crafting a compelling piece to share, easily share with the community on their website what it is that they do, what they're about, what their student body is, and how they approach, how they work with these special kids.
It's great when you're able to put together a video like that to really explain what you're doing in the community as part of a fundraising effort or just community outreach as you're looking to get more members, more volunteers.
Right. Or in the cases of these schools, to share with prospective parents.
Right.
You know, what they do and how they do it. And so much of that sharing, you know, there, we can talk. This is radio. We just have the audio to work with. But so much of experiencing a school, for instance, is being there.
Right.
And seeing how they interact and seeing how the teachers interact and getting a sense of the pace and the dynamics there. And we can reflect that in a video in a way that a website can't, which is one of the reasons that, you know, a lot of videos are now being used by nonprofits in that kind of a way.
So you must spend a lot of time with the client in this process to really understand what they're trying to achieve. It's not a transactional kind of business. It's very intensive in terms of the amount of time you're spending with people.
Yeah, it is. And it needs to be that way. Otherwise, we can't adequately tell their story. You know, we are ever mindful that we are being asked to tell somebody else's story, and that requires you know what that story is, and you bring to it your perspective as an outsider, but you also honor and reflect their goals and missions and intent for the piece that you're creating.
So you've had the business now. This is year six that you're into.
Cool.
Which is awesome. and I'm sure it wasn't all smooth sailing because building a business never is. So were there challenges that you had to overcome in order to grow the company to the level you're at today?
You know, I think the biggest challenge to Pixorium has been me.
That's hard to believe.
Well, you know, but really, I am not a natural entrepreneur. I am an unexpected entrepreneur.
Right. Entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes. And
I've come to understand that, but the entrepreneurs that I've always known have been these really creative, out-of-the-box, cutting-edgy kind of people who are really driven and passionate and focused and all that. And yeah, I can be some of that, but I'm more of, you know, I'm kind of the farmer kind of person. I'm not the creator one. I'm the one that comes in after it's created and makes it all work kind of thing. And so
reaping the harvest.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always my favorite part, too.
Yeah. Well, I got, you know, watering the plants, taking the trash out and all that. You know, I'm not doing the fancy stuff. So the hardest part for me has been accepting that, yeah, you know, I can do this. And that and getting the confidence to take the vision and figure out how to make a bit profitable business from it.
Have there been mentors and advisors that have influenced you along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the entrepreneurial mentor is, you know, was my husband, who is a perennial entrepreneur, and he's full of ideas and problem solving and very driven and creative. And he, Pixorium was actually initially his idea, and you know, it became, you know, he handed it to me, and, you know, I said, well, shoot, I can do this. So his energy and his focus and his determination inspires me, and gives me something to, you know, sort of a benchmark.
That's sweet. I mean, it sounds like your own family values have influenced how you've, you know, influenced other people's families.
Yeah, I guess. I hadn't thought about it that way. You know, part of one of the other mentors is the woman who, her name is Dr. Robin Fivush, and she's a psychology professor at Emory, of all places. When I started this, again, I really wanted to do something that mattered. And it was important to me that photo storytelling matters to people beyond just me. It wasn't just something I thought was wonderful to do. And so I went searching around for scientific proof that it matters. And lo and behold, Dr. Fivush is the head of the family. One of her projects is the Family Narratives Project that is run out of Emory University. And her work has shown that children and adolescents who grow up in families who tell their stories have a greater sense of what she has called self-efficacy, or this sense that you can be an effective agent in the world.
Wow.
And
that's so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got links on the website to their research and their papers. But it's true for both adolescents and for children. So that was really exciting. And I probably wouldn't have done this had I not been able to find quantifiable evidence that this really matters beyond just sort of this warm, fuzzy, anecdotal feeling we all get, you know?
Right, right. Now, the business has also become very involved in the community as well. You are a member of different organizations and you volunteer, you participate in a lot of community activities. Has it allowed you to deepen your relationships within the Atlanta community and beyond?
Absolutely. And in fact, we were fortunate, two things come to mind. First of all, we were fortunate to participate in the Extreme Home Makeover show for the family in Madison, Georgia this summer.
Oh, that's so cool.
We worked with the photographer to provide the prints that they ended up using in the show in the home. I mean, it's a primary decoration in the home. These family portraits this marvelous photographer took. And also, just recently, through our affiliation with NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers, they have a big month in January, a la what you were talking about. You know, you come through the holidays, and January for them is go month or get organized month. Nice. And part of that effort.
I need a little of that.
Yeah. we all do. Part of their celebration of Go Month is they offer free workshops, and they invited us to provide one 2 weeks ago on organizing and preserving your tangible and your digital photos.
Nice.
So
how did that go?
It was terrific. And I had been wanting to offer workshops for a long time, and it just, you know, the timing just wasn't right. And the timing is right. So it is something on our agenda for 2012, and those people who are on, you know, like us on our Facebook page and are on our have subscribed to our sort of quarterly e-newsletter, and go to the website, will be, you know, that's where we'll be posting our variety of workshops. I think we'll have, you know, two or three different topics that we'll talk about and where they'll be. So,
good to know. All right. Make note, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're actually, that's a good segue. I did want to ask you to tell everybody what the website address is so that they can go there and friend you and follow you and all of that fun stuff. So where do we go on the web to find out more about Pixorium?
You go to www.pixorium.com.
Awesome. And Jiffy, I also wanted to ask you what you think is the most significant accomplishment the business has achieved at this point in its life. I know there's a lot more to come, but at this point, what would you label as the most significant accomplishment?
Part of it, I guess, is being in business for 5 years. Which
that is.
Which I understand is not something that happens all the time.
Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's probably better that
that's
I didn't.
Huge.
It's probably better I didn't know that this was a big deal.
Right. Right. Well, tell everybody what you did to mark the 5-year anniversary and a little bit about what you're doing to carry that forward.
Well, to mark the anniversary, I wanted to share stories. I wanted to do photo storytelling.
Right.
And
we do
so,
what we do.
Yeah. And so I created a photo exhibit.
Which is awesome. I've seen it. I have
you.
To attest.
I happen to think it's awesome, but, you know, I'm clearly rather biased. But I went to, you know, over the course of the 5 years that we've been doing this, we've scanned tens of thousands of photographs. And every so often, there'll be one that literally just sort of stops you. And you just have to look at it. And you know, either because it's photographically fabulous, the
right.
color's right, the composition's great, or because there's something in it. They captured something. And these are snapshots, Elizabeth. These aren't professional photographers taking these things. This is the stuff that everybody has in their house right now, in those boxes, in those digital photographs that you have on your computer are these gems. And so I put a group together. These are not our photographs. So I had to go to each client and
right.
get their permission to print and exhibit their photos. And what makes this exhibit compelling to me, but also very different, is it two things. One, it's of snapshots. And secondly, the stories behind the snapshots are there with the photograph. So not only did I ask for permission from each client, but I asked for the story behind that photograph. And right now, the exhibit continues to be on display at the San Francisco Coffee, the Virginia Highlands location, which is on the near the corner of Amsterdam and North Highland in the Morningside,
very
Virginia.
Bustling section
yeah.
of the city.
And Tanya Bond over there has been wonderful, allowing us to keep it up. It's been up all of November, all of December, and soon to be most of January. The hope is that when we take it down there, we have another location that's interested in having it. And so perhaps we'll have this traveling photo exhibit, which is just divine. I just am delighted. And again, it's important to me to run a business that is run the way you are. And, you know, this photo exhibit is about what we do. And it shows the power and the magic of what we do and why having created this job for ourselves is so cool.
It is really cool. And I want, again, to encourage everybody to go out to pixorium.com to check out the website. And I want to thank you, Jiffy Page, for coming in to tell your business story with us here on Chic Perspectives on Business. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you, Elizabeth.
We wish you much chic success as you continue to grow the business. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this program today. And thanks again to our sponsor, Flourishing Business. Find out more about other programs on Business Radio X by visiting businessradiox.com. And you can hear the replay of this broadcast along with all of our other fabulous shows. We will talk to you real soon.